And then we shared a story in the live class about a person I knew who experienced a very traumatic death of his best friend. It was unexpected. It happened in a way that was very painful. And when he heard about it, he was traumatized. He was shaking uncontrollably for hours and hours. Another friend who was close to him said, "Listen, take this drug. It's going to take the edge off and you'll stop the shaking." So he takes the drug and he's fine. And as days go on, weeks go on, he finds that he can't sleep at night. He's constantly waking up, not having a good night's rest. Eventually, he goes to therapy. The therapist tells him, "The reason why you can't sleep is because you have post-traumatic stress. After you found out that your best friend died, the way for your body to release that trauma was through shaking. In fact, if you allowed your body to continue the shaking, it would have released this pain, released this trauma, and you would be able to better sleep at night. Because you stopped your process short, now the trauma has to come out in another way. So it comes out at night, and that's why you can't sleep." This example has several lessons, but the idea is process has an intelligence. Pain has an intelligence. Can we give the same answer for every painful situation? No, of course not. But we all can take that moment to pause and realize, all right, do I want to stop this short? Sometimes we need to take, be it medication or something, to take the edge off. Sometimes it is okay. But it's important to make the pause and ask every time, do I have the strength and power to ride this one out? Can I be patient and allow the Creator to give me a long-term solution and not just have me run for a short-term one? It's about asking the question. Kabbalah is helping us be less robotic, to have more free will. Kabbalah is making us think and ask questions, to take control over our lives again. If I self-medicate every time I feel pain, I'm not in control. The medication controls me. Pause. Ask yourself, do you need it? Yeah, it's going to be painful. Can you ride through it? Can you learn from it? Can you find a way to elevate your consciousness to get you through the pain? At least ask those questions. Give yourself a chance. Give your body and your soul a chance to connect. Pain is actually a shell, as we're going to learn, that encapsulates a spark of light. You need to break the shell and release the spark. So when we experience something painful, we're essentially experiencing the shell. If I run away from the shell, I'll never reclaim that spark that's in the shell. If I go through the pain and don't give the pain power, just go through it in whatever way I can to realize it's just a test. I have the strength to maybe use our guided meditation. By going through the pain, you'll start to see that the pain melts away and the light enters. I'll give you a personal example. It's something I haven't fully conquered, but at some point I realized I needed to make the effort towards it. I went to go wash my face in the restroom, and then when I turned the doorknob to leave the restroom, the doorknob kept turning. Actually, the doorknob was broken. This restroom was very small, by the way. Like, you could probably only fit two people in this room at one time. The ceiling was low, and I have an issue with claustrophobia. I started to sweat. My heart starts racing. All I could think of is, I need to get out of this scenario. I literally shattered the door with my shoulder without even thinking. I just shattered the door. The door broke into several pieces, and then I felt good. And then I realized, wow, that was incredibly reactive. And maybe I should start to pursue transforming this to some extent. Now again, where these fears come from, how to deal with them, this is a whole nother class, and this is based on reincarnation. But I wanted to make progress. I used to carpool at that time, and there used to be 7 guys in one van in this carpool. And it was about a 45-minute drive. And I refused to sit in the middle of the carpool, the van. And I started to tell myself, you know what? Maybe I'll start sitting in the middle. And I'll breathe through the claustrophobia. So I started to do so, and this was in the middle of winter in New York City, where everyone's got their puffy coats on. So it's extra hot and extra claustrophobic because the coats are just taking up all the space in the car. And I start to feel the panic, and my heart starts racing, and I start feeling like I'm being boxed in. And then I said, pause. The light will never give you something you can't handle. Breathe through it. Embrace the pain. Break the shell. And what was amazing was, all of a sudden, I felt good. And I felt high. I felt the energy. And I realized I removed one layer of the claustrophobia. The next day, I felt claustrophobic all over again. But what I saw was the power of embracing pain. And what I do know is I removed several layers of that tikkun process. So we all can embrace pain. By embracing pain, we all can remove those layers of negativity and find the sparks of light that are hidden within.
You could see a doctor. You could see a psychiatrist. You have a problem that requires a more serious physical problem.
I agree. And I think that's important to pursue all ways of medicine or therapy, because you don't know, the Creator might speak through someone else. But by being connected to the light of the Creator through your spiritual work, the Creator will help arrange that you meet the right people at the right time in the right way.